Okay, let us begin now. So, just a brief introduction again on some basic aspects of meditation practice. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about how do we decide what kind of meditation we should be doing. How do we know what is the right time for doing what kind of meditation? And of course, the most important thing for deciding these kind of issues are through your own experience, what is happening in your own mind, by knowing yourself, by knowing what's happening inside of yourself, you can make these kind of decisions. And when you start off with your meditation, very often you just start off by just calming down, by finding the ease of the body and the ease of the mind. And you keep on doing that until you have a sense of mindfulness arising. And when you have that sense of mindfulness, that is kind of the idea, to move towards mindfulness, right? The mind doesn't run around, you're not too tired, all these kind of things. So you relax and find the ease until mindfulness is there. Then, when the mindfulness, you think the mindfulness has arisen, then you just wait. And you wait till the breath, in a sense, appears all by itself in the mind's eye. So if you want to do breath meditation, you just wait, essentially, till the breath appears by itself. And the beauty of that is that it's all just a matter of sitting back, relaxing, and watching what's going on. There's no willpower involved. There's no controlling involved. There's just a relaxation all the way through. And then, when the breath appears all by itself, that is the time to gently, basically the awareness is already there, so gently allow the awareness to stay with the breath. And one way of looking at that is just to think of the awareness as resting on the breath. It's resting on the breath, right? Resting means, when you're resting, it means there's no willpower, there's no force behind it. It's just like relaxing with the breath. So the awareness is resting on the breath. It's a sense of you're not placing it there, you're not putting it there. It's just resting there. And then you see what happens. And what you see what happen is that because you're using no willpower, there will be the breath will be there, then the breath will disappear because you think about something or you fantasize or you become a bit slothful or whatever it is. And then the breath will reappear again later on. And you just allow again, once the breath reappears, again you just allow it to reappear. And again you rest the awareness on the breath. No willpower, no force, no kind of clenching of teeth and this kind of thing. It's really relaxed. Again, you rest the awareness on the breath. And then it disappears again. It comes and goes like that for a few times. And what should happen after a few minutes depends on what you've been doing that day, what's going on, how long it takes. But after a while, the breath should become quite stable and the awareness should stabilize on the breath. Again, it's an easy kind of stabilization, easy kind of awareness, and the breath becomes prominent. And at that point, you have, in a sense, achieved this thing which is called mindfulness of breath in its most rudimentary state. And that is what you're trying to aim for. Now, sometimes you will find that doesn't work. The breath doesn't stabilize in that way. It all depends on how experienced you are as a meditator, how much Buddhist practice you've been doing before, how long you've been keeping the precepts, all these kind of things matter. But if you can't do that, and very often you'll find it doesn't work, then there is no point, really, in continuing trying to watch the breath. There comes a point, maybe you're trying for 15, 20 minutes, it doesn't work. You know that is not the right time. You've got to do something else. And that something else, I say, usually, is something like metta practice. Because metta is that which purifies your mind. And when the mind gets purified, that is when mindfulness becomes powerful. And it becomes possible to do things like breath meditation. So watch yourself. And of course, over time, you will start to know roughly where you are at. If you're generally speaking not able to do the breath meditation, because the breath doesn't stabilize all by itself, remember it's supposed to happen naturally, the breath doesn't stabilize all by itself, it means if this is a kind of the standard thing which happens, it means that maybe what you have to do is more preliminary purification practices, such as metta. So go back to the metta. Do that again and again and again. And then when you try the breath meditation later on, you will see that there has been a change there. So always be wise about this. Don't just blindly follow a certain method or a certain technique. Reflect for yourself. Know whether it's actually working or not working. And if it doesn't work, then you need more purification. And metta is really the ideal purification type of meditation. So that's really all I want to say, but that's just a little bit of a hint on how to choose your meditation object. So let's just try to do a bit of meditation together and see what happens. Okay, so just start off by finding the ease of body first of all. And one of the things about relaxing the body and the body finding ease, there's no tension or anything, is that actually what you're doing? Is that you're also relaxing the mind at the same time. So make sure always that the body is nice and relaxed when you start off. Just keep on monitoring the body for a couple of minutes and make absolutely sure that you're as relaxed as you can be, that the body is really at ease. There's no tension, there's no pain, there's no problem anywhere. And keep just doing that for a few minutes. breath as you are calming down. Allow the mind to be, allow the mind to do exactly what it wants. There's no control at this stage. Just stand back and watch the mind doing whatever it wants. And as you stand back, as you watch, you can actually see the mind calming down all by itself, becoming stage by stage more and more peaceful. So just stand back and watch the calming process happen all by itself. as you calm down and you find that the breath appears in your awareness, and when the breath appears, just imagine yourself resting your awareness on the breath. Just resting it there, as if you're resting a hand on the table or in your lap, just resting the awareness on the breath. And then if the breath disappears, allow it to disappear. And then when it returns again all by itself, again you rest the awareness on the breath. And keep doing that and see what happens. See if your awareness becomes stronger. After a while, you'll find that the awareness of the breath stabilizes. And if it does stabilize, then just keep watching the breath as it is. If that doesn't happen, then change your meditation object and do metta meditation instead, for example. Don't just allow the meditation to fall apart, but change it when it doesn't work, when it stops. Okay, so come out of your meditation. Sit nice and comfortably. Anybody have any questions or comments or anything you want to say here about the meditation today? Here, everybody happy? Yeah. Okay. So we have one question coming in from Romania, Radu in Romania, and he is asking here. You said one of the purification meditations we can use is metta meditation. What other purification meditations are there? Okay. So any kind of meditation which gets rid of the defilements is essentially a purification meditation. And mindfulness of breathing is also a kind of purification meditation, but it only works once you get established the awareness on the breath. It doesn't really work before that. So it's a very refined purification meditation. But before you get to that point, you have to use something which is a bit more powerful, like metta, which is loving-kindness, or compassion, the four Brahma-viharas, right? But of the four Brahma-viharas, it is metta that is the most basic one, the one that comes first, the one that is easiest to do, and the one that is most beneficial in the beginning. Other kinds of purifications would be things like recollection meditations. You can recollect the Dhamma, for example, recollect the beauty of the Dhamma teachings. And if that inspires you, recollection of the Dhamma, that purifies you. It gets rid of the defilements, you feel at ease, and your meditation starts to take off. Also things like in the suttas, they also talk about the recollection of virtue. So if you are able to think back on something, on your general conduct, and think the benefit of that conduct, and you feel a sense of joy because of your good conduct, that is the recollection of virtue. If you can do that, it's a beautiful way of achieving, again, this degree of purification meditation. So all of these things are ways of purifying yourself. So if you feel, if there is a need to purify yourself right here, right now, because your mind isn't quite right, because there are hindrances there, try any of these techniques. But in the long run, I think the most powerful one and the most useful one is the metta meditation, because that is also what the Buddha recommended again and again in the suttas in so many different places. And if the Buddha recommends it again and again, it usually is a good sign that it's an important aspect of the path. So that's why I think that is the most powerful one and the one that is most useful. Okay, anybody else? Anything they want to say here? No? Everybody happy? Yeah? Okay, so let's pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.